Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Colton Wildcat football, our first locker room chat here of the 2026 season, and joined by head coach Brooks Bardas. The Wildcats get set for the season and open things up against Sabetha at home this Friday night. Coach, 6-5 a season ago, graduated another pretty good senior class, especially a lot of the skill spots for you, I guess. How's the offseason been and the jamboree just kind of from the end of last year to how you're kind of feeling now heading into this new campaign?
Yeah, we did lose our whole backfield from quarterback to running backs to fullbacks and everything, so that was a big concern for us coming into the year. And we won't look quite the same there, but I think our kids are coming along, and I think down the road, as long as we stay healthy, they're going to do some good things for us. And right now, I think our offensive line is going to have to carry us, and we've got several players back at that position, and are hoping that they kind of keep some first downs rolling for us. And defensive front, I think they'll do a nice job on the defensive front and protect our inexperience in the secondary at linebackers, so hopefully they can carry us a little bit. The kids have had a great attitude. It's been probably the easiest team to coach in 6 or 7 years. They just don't complain. They show up every day. They want to get better every day, and we just don't have any negativity or any complaining, and it's been a joy to coach them, but we know we have a long ways to go.
You bet. Well, you don't have a huge senior class, but a lot of really experienced juniors, a pretty good freshman class that's coming in, and some sophomores that have some experience and potential as well. How's things been, I guess, just with the overall numbers and trying to build some depth? And you talk about the group being fun to coach and the way they just show up and get after it and compete, but how's the team, I guess, just kind of come together and bonded with fewer seniors and some younger kids that have some more strength in numbers?
Well, we really like the seniors we have, and there's going to be a lot of juniors on the field. It's a big class for us, so everything kind of mixes in, and I think you'll probably see everything from a senior to maybe a freshman once in a while on the field, just to make things fit together and fill out. And we're going to have to stay healthy, but I think if we do, we'll continue really to improve over the next 4 or 5 weeks, and I think this team will improve quickly just because of their attitude. They want to get better.
What about the backfield? You mentioned having to replace, the entire backfield. I know you had a couple different juniors battling for the quarterback spot and a lot of guys that haven't started or carried the ball much. Are you happy with the way some of those guys have stepped up and kind of seized their opportunity to be a starter on varsity this year?
Yeah, we've kind of settled out of that group. We've settled on, 3 or 4 guys for the first game, and they've done the best job of the group so far, so they're going to get the first opportunity. And we're not going to be probably as big and strong in the backfield, but maybe bigger and stronger up front. And as long as they stick it up in there and find the seams, I think it can all fit together.
How was the jamboree? Was that a positive experience in Topeka last Friday?
Yeah, I think it was pretty good. It's a challenge for us because of the amount of speed that we see on the perimeter, and we didn't handle that very well. And you're playing on turf for the first time, so in terms of the perimeter game, we struggled a little bit, but I thought that it was hard to run the ball on us, and I thought we ran the ball well. And, I think there were a lot of positives there, and then you get some things on film that you see you need to fix, and they find out they really have to do a better job.
One question we've asked a lot of coaches this week is, how's the heat affected things? I'm sure it's frustrating in a way because there's so much you want to get done and put in and work on in the few days before your first live game. But I know you, like some other coaches, have kind of tried to move some practices around and just make the best of it this week, huh?
Yeah, this week has been tough. We've had to spend part of our practice in the gym and part of our practice outside, and we've moved it into the evening for 3 days, and that's, I think, been beneficial to us because I think it would have been hard to get much done. And I don't know that it's really slowed us down a lot, but it's definitely been a challenge with all the transition during practice and the extra time.
Big challenge in week one for Holton as they'll host the number one team in the state in the preseason rankings, Class 2A. That's the Sabetha Blue Jays. We'll talk about that matchup when we continue with Coach Barda here on the Wildcat Locker Room Chat. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barda. Holton football at home in week one against Sabetha. And Sabetha only lost a couple games last year, that being to Nemaw Central. Now they're in the 2A ranks. But obviously, Sabetha very well, Coach. You guys have had some great meetings, two kind of similar teams. So how excited are you to have Sabetha as good as the expectations are for them this year here on your week one schedule?
Well, I think we'd certainly like to have a few more weeks to prepare down the road and feel like we would be better prepared for them, but it's a great way to start the season. They're going to be physical. They do things similar to us, and They make you make some adjustments, and then they just really play sound on defense, and then they completely return their whole team that I think they thought was a little bit ahead of schedule last year with the number of juniors they had. So you would assume they'd be better this year with the number of seniors they have.
Your game, like many, being moved because of the weather that we mentioned in the first segment, so an 8 o'clock kickoff. But I joked with some folks that your guys, this game may get done, you know, about the same time as some of the other ones. Expect this to be another, you know, ball control, physical style of two similar teams trying to possess the football?
Yeah, I think it will be. I don't think you see anybody throwing it all over the yard, but I think there's always the potential for big plays from that from both teams. So, you know, it'll be a fun high school football game to watch, and I think getting a little bit later will be good for our fans and it'll be good for our kids. And, you know, it's kind of old school. Back in the old days, we used to start a little later.
Coach, you've been doing this, you know, three decades now, I guess. You know, tell me what your thoughts are and what are some of your, you know, points to make to your team before the first game, just the excitement level and just kind of some of the overall, you know, messages that you have to your team as you go into that first game of the season and a lot of unknowns.
Well, really to focus on their job, I think, you know, take a deep breath and do the two or three things that you're taught to do and don't get caught up in the crowd and the cheerleaders and the band and the fans and everything else going on. It's really focusing on doing your job. And if we do that, I think it'll be a good competitive game. And I think both teams will have an opportunity to win it.
Well, it should be a fun one for sure. Excited to kick off the season and chat with you each week, Coach, throughout the year. Best of luck and thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Brooks Barta, head coach of the Wildcats. The Holton Locker Room Chats brought to you by Medical Pharmacy, by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, and by Community Healthcare System.